Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, radio and podcast listeners, welcome to this sun and rain mixed Memorial Day weekend here on KRDO and the Jay Garvin Show. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me as you're heading up into the mountains, as you're going to graduation, as you're heading to soccer practice or a tennis tournament, whatever it might be. My daughter is dancing this weekend, my son is working, and my wife is chilling. But moi, me, Jay Garvin's your humbled host, I am in the studio, excited for this weekend. I will take some time to go up to Lake George to my cabin, another one of our properties that's under renovation with my amazing partner and friend Dwight. But for you today, it's an hour of your time and my time that we spend together. I have a special guest here for you today. I moved him around in the month to have Real Estate Realities host Justin Hermes is coming into the show, and if I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, I would be blessed. I'd provide the perfect client experience. You can call me at 330-1457, 330-1457, or just Google Churchill, Colorado, Garvin's Mortgage Group, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, those two entities for the last 17 years. We've been here in town. We partnered with Churchill Mortgage in 2015. They acquired us, purchased us, and now we are Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. Same building, same profit and loss statement, same team, same bat channel.
Holy bank balance!
Now, talking about bat channels, we're going to be talking about superheroes today, and I have a specific subject for you with the drum roll, Matt. Today's show is titled...
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
The fourplex purchase power play. So I've got a buddy of mine, Justin, that I love to work with. He is a licensed real estate agent. He's going to be in here in a second with Remax Properties, owned by Joe Clement. Great operation. Still the largest real estate franchise in town here, has like 20% of the market with one agency. But Justin Hermes is someone that I've known for years. I've known his father, John Hermes, longer. But this young man is Superman. I introduced him to investment property ownership. We're going to crack energy drinks together here in a moment. But the fourplex power purchase play is one that he has refined. I've seen people do it. And it really is a supercharge on the investment property theme that I've done here for years. I don't have any fourplexes. And you guys know on my radio show, I don't teach theory. I teach a process, and only really the process that I've walked through. So I've walked through the fourplex process from a lending standpoint, but Justin Hermes has done it from a purchase standpoint. And I teach all of you to stay in your lane. If you're going to get in an investment property ownership, Billy Eberhart taught me this, CEO of Andrew Womack Ministries and founder of WealthBuilders.org. Millionaire several times over in his own right through real estate, owned over 100 properties, and I'm maybe at 25 that I've owned currently. Own 8 properties, but technically I did the math. One of them is an 8-plex, so that's really 17, and then the cabin's got 4 properties. So I'm almost at 20, but that still is not the same as Justin Hermes. I'll let you tell his numbers when he comes in. But if you're just hearing my voice for the very first time, hi, my name's Jay, and I'm your friend. I can't believe we met on Memorial Day weekend of 2021. The weekend, there were no face diapers. The weekend, there were no more masks. I've been so giddy as I see people's faces again and people turn off the stupidity switch.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And understand that health is health and life is life and blessings are blessings. But today with Superman and the fourplex power purchase play, it's the top. Well, not the top. It's Superman. Now, in my mind, there's superhero character that's got more power than Superman, and of course that's the Hulk.
Hulk! Smash!
So, commercial property investment would be like the superhero, the Hulk. Now, if you're just home ownership, you're going to be like the Wolverine or like Wonder Woman. Now, if you're going to get into like investment property, maybe that would be like Tony Stark and Iron Man. Regardless, I'm going to play an entire Avengers series with this, I believe. This is all coming to light as I'm speaking with you. I tell people I think out loud, and I decided to put a microphone in front of my face 10 years ago. I'll get into all of this, but I do want to earn your business with your next purchase or refinance loan. It amazes me how many times I have to share with people that I'm not only the radio show host here, but I am a licensed loan originator. I have been since 2009 when the requirement was placed in front of individuals after the Great Recession and the onset of Dodd-Frank. I've been originating loans since 1998 when I was in the military as an officer and a pilot on the crew of a Black Hawk medevac helicopter. But in 2000, I did it full-time. In 2005, I started my own company. And then 2015, I sold it, partnered with Churchill, and now I am living in euphoria. And I've got a great team that wants to help you. There are six of us. We have the perfect client experience. But more than that, we have the heart of a teacher. And this entire month, like next week, I'm going to start talking about inflation, an introduction to inflation. I call it the return to the peanut farm, because for the first time in 45 years since we had Jimmy Carter and then some of the fallout from Nixon, when he removed gold from the dollar standard and all of that, things started to change, inflation, oil embargo, stuff like that. We're starting to step in. So I want to teach you with the heart of a teacher so you can be informed on the largest investment a majority of you, over 95% of you, will ever make in your life is going to be real estate, your house, and a mortgage. Unless you build a million or a multi-million dollar business, real estate will be the largest investment, larger than even your retirement and your entire earned income career. So we're going to start today with Superman, a fourplex power purchase play. We're going to talk about the capitalization rate, the return on investment, with over a half a dozen clients and borrowers that have decided to do this. There's two ways to get into this as an owner-occupied and a pure investor. We're going to go through all of it, the return on investment and the capitalization or the cap rate that you can get or your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, your adult children can get are out of control positive. So please call me this week, 719-330-1457. Let me help you with your purchase or refinance transaction, or even more so, have a more detailed one-on-one conversation about investment property and fourplex purchases. I'll be back after these important messages with Justin Hermes and Real Estate Reality.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Cooler to dark DC, but I've changed my ways.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage.
Superman or Green Lantern ain't got nothing on me.
Radio listeners, Jay Garvin's here. I am back, jumping right in to the Superman Show. Happy Memorial Day. I have a tremendous listener years ago that reminded me that, Jay, Memorial Day is for our fallen heroes, and I appreciate that. I'm dyslexic and ADHD and don't listen a lot, so it takes me longer to learn, but I get there eventually. My great uncle, Friedrich Ramlo, fought and perished in the Battle of the Bulge in December of, I think it was 44. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can call me at 719-330-1457. We have a proper day for veterans, but Memorial Day is honoring all of those great American heroes, both male and female, that have served and died for their country, for our country, and I am forever grateful. We're going to do some intros and outros honoring them, and Matt is all over the board. I'm excited because right after I get out of this show, I'm going to head up to my cabin in Lake George a little bit, so I appreciate you listening. And today, I'm talking about the 4-plex power purchase play, and I'm going to have on Superman himself, Justin Hermes. He has several of these 4-plexes. We've talked the purchase market and the purchase loans that go along with it on this radio show. I've personally talked investment property ownership and the investment property market and the mortgages that go along and the return on investment till I'm blue in the face. I am very honored and humbled to have talked with you enthusiastically with a high level of energy, begging, encouraging, motivating, teaching you to purchase additional properties for the last 10 years. Well, folks, the train is leaving the station. You cannot see the locomotive anymore or the middle cars. You're starting to see the caboose come in and through the station. By 2023, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about afterwards, but the purchase, especially the investment property market, is going to be out of 90% of all consumers' reach in Colorado Springs, just like it is in California and in the New York City metropolitan area, the Miami metropolitan area, stuff like that, by the end of 2023. So I'm really trying to amp up these conversations. I want to step one major step further, like Superman, you know, like faster than an ascending bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky! It's Superman! Well, that's the 4-plex purchase, my friends. And he's coming in. I'm not even going to give him a chance to get settled as he walks around. I'm just going to give him kudos. And that's talking about the return on investment in these 4-plexes are unbelievable. They used to sell for $180,000. Then they were selling for $280,000. Then we thought they were out of control at $400,000. Now they started to become known as a deal at $520,000. Now Justin's going to talk. Some of them are going as high as $750,000 and $1 million. And we'll explain why. And I'll do housekeeping here real quick. There's an article in the Gazette called Apartment Rents in Colorado Springs Soar to Another Record High. And this is one of the reasons. Hey, Matt, look up in the sky. Who is that? That's Superman. Justin just walked into the studio. So we'll get him on the mic in a minute, man. He's all dapper. Even on a Saturday, he's got a sport coat on. But this article states that for the first time in 2021, Colorado Springs median rental mark surpassed $1,300. When I got on the radio here, it was at $780. We were blown away when it went and broke $1,000, and that wasn't until 2018. Now it just hit $1,333 is the median rent for a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment, and that's up from $1,218 median rent average in the first quarter of 2021. And it's the high-priced housing that's pushing more individuals to the side in rentals. It's also the downsizing of the boomers. They want maintenance-free living. And, you know, for me, it's confusing. You know, I may be Wolverine, maybe on a good day, Iron Man, but I ain't Superman. Fam, you're Justin Herman.
How we doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just filling you up. Look at, I got two contracts there. I'm sealing up the Justin Hermes. I'm like he's a free agent, and I'm his manager, and I want him to sign on the dotted line like 2022 and not tell him to pull any garbage like the prima donna Aaron Rodgers, you know? when you sign with the Packers, you stay. You know, he's complaining about a contract, and no one would know that he's fully signed through 2023 because yeah. You don't have to follow contracts anymore.
He must be hanging out with too many millennials.
He is. I mean, he's a California pretty boy with all the actors and actresses, one of the most talented football players, but he could probably take a personality class or two. But anyhow, I digress. I'm a Packer fan. I love Aaron Rodgers. It seems all of our good quarterbacks go through a period of drama in your life. Remember Brett Favre? I'm retired. He walked away from the OTAs. This is totally digressing, my fan base. You need to understand this.
Oh, I can do a sports show.
Jennifer, there's only two teams that I know any... Well, one team I know anything about, and there's only two teams in the whole world. There's the Green Bay Packers and everybody else.
What are you talking about, mister?
So I only know about the Green Bay Packers. So I know about half the field. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers didn't go to the OTAs, the optional team attendance practices, and he just, no big deal, walked away from $500,000 to go chill out in Hawaii for 10 days with his, you know, actress girlfriend. So, but he ain't Superman. He doesn't keep going. You're going all weekend. You're putting in rock. You're putting in paint. You're just
mulch.
And, mulch. All on, I like saying that, mulch. Mulch. Hey, what do you want with that sandwich? Mulch. So, you got to sign this. I got you signed up through 2022.
That is great. That is
2022,
great.
Baby.
I can't believe we're actually on the air right now, huh, Jay?
And we're actually on the air. So, I'm talking about this, great. Justin. This Superman show, the 4-plex power purchase play, I joke. And say that Justin brought it to my attention. But, Justin, I've got 5 clients right now that are going through the gig. I think 3 with you and 1 with Colin Smith. And I'm like, I got to talk about this because the ROI and the capitalization rate, they used to go for $180,000. We thought it was a lot at $405,000. Now they're going as much as what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get them around $700,000 now, $800,000 if it's in a good area. There's one west side that just went for $900,000. And so it's tough to find. And what people don't realize is it's just all because we stopped building multifamily in the 80s here. And so that's why people, they don't understand. They go, well, how come I can't get a 4-plex that's 90s or newer? Well, they stopped building any multifamily. The first apartment complex to go in downtown was the Blue Dot.
Do you think?
And that was the first one since 1982.
Do you think Dwight and I should start building 4-plexes?
Well, it's tough to find the land because of the zoning for it. Now, Plan Colorado Springs is coming out, and City Council's working on that. It'll be out in the fall, and that's going to make a lot of headway. They haven't redone the zoning code here, Jay, since 1992. Haven't re-looked it since 1992. Now, go on Plan Colorado Springs, Google it, and look through it. And, Jay, it's got some exciting stuff for you and I because now they're trying to put in these flex zoning, which I think is great because what people don't understand is, yeah, you have the big-time players who put in apartment complexes and all that, but you have to encourage the investors like you and I to put in some smaller multifamily. So what they're doing in appropriate areas where you have alley access downtown is saying, hey, we're going to be, you know, looking at flexing you into a, you know, if you're an R2, we're going to allow you to do a triplex, possibly a 4-plex.
Flex into that. And you can go up rather than out.
Yeah, exactly. And they're even doing, which some people said is silly, but it makes sense in some areas, is they're doing certain zoning now where the minimum lot square footage is only going to be 2,500.
Really?
2,500 square feet. And people go, well, they're going to stack homes on top of each other. Yeah, but there are certain areas in town where that may work. They're doing a lot of creativity with it. I'm a big proponent of it. I think it will really help our affordability, relooking the whole zoning code. And if you have ideas on it, I mean, you just call down to your city council member and, you know, get in there and get involved. But I've looked through it pretty in depth, and I think it's great, and it's just going to encourage more people to do what we're talking about. House hack, buy a 4-plex, buy a duplex, owner-occupy, create cash flow without having to do the 25% down.
Yeah, and the big takeaways on all of this is that I'm going to do a couple shows this month on the introduction of inflation and then inflationary hedges. But those conversations are on the horizon, and where the stock market is risky, but even cash now is going to be more risky, where you can lose money by not planting your cash into something. People are looking in real estate with a 4, 6, 7, 8% ROI or capitalization rate. Well, capitalization rate, you can make 30 to 70% ROI if you're carrying a mortgage. But some people are flat just putting $400,000 to $700,000 in just to plant cash. And that's what I want to talk with you about. So stick around over the break. We're going to have an entire 12 minutes to talk the 4-plan power purchase play with Justin Hermes, who's done it himself, not only as a real estate agent, I've done it as a mortgage lender, but he also is the investment property owner of several of these 4-plexes. So don't go anywhere. Give me a call during the break to help you start your next purchase. Our refinance transaction at 330-1457. We'll be back. Holding on to what I have.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again.
just my children and my wife.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beef?
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me.
Well, welcome back, radio and podcast listeners. I am Jay. I have Justin Hermes in the studio. I'm your host. This is the Home and Mortgage Talk, and today we're emphasizing on home, the fourplex power purchase play, and this knocks off the third segment. Popped over my energy drink and she kind of gurgled on my face. I can help you through this process. We've done shows here buying land and building, investment property ownership, the return on investment, and today we're talking about the fourplex power purchase play. And Justin, my friend, how many fourplexes do you have now? Two or three?
See, Jane's Bueno Bueno and Caramillo, four.
Four.
Yeah.
You have four fourplexes now. Yeah. So that's eventually going to be $4 million right there. Because they're, like you said, by 2025, they'll be $1 million apiece. And that's when you're going to get a gold tooth.
I was going to go with the silver one first.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going gold.
More humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not humble. So. People know. We're hard workers, though. I got on my son this weekend. He put in an application for the Broadmoor because he says he wants a change up from Walmart. And then they called him and said they do an interview. And, of course, that's business. Sometimes they get confused. They didn't call back. I told him, call him. Before I left for the studio, I said, dude, you need to go down there and just sit and say, I want a job. I've worked here before. I told him that's what C students do.
Yep.
I said, I could never get an A on a paper, but I could get a job because I went in the door. I said, buddy, you take your A-plus grades and you take that C student aggressive initiative, world is your oyster.
Yeah.
And you've done that with fourplexes. That's 16 properties right there.
And here's the crazy thing. I will say, too, Jay, which a lot of people don't know about the fourplexes, so many of them are zoned actually 4 to 8 units. Like, all mine are zoned 4 to 8. So what that means
is
I can add 4 more units on there. I could pop the top and add 4 more units or build onto that property. So, same thing with the one we helped Austin Darby buy on Fontmore. Mm-hmm. Same thing we helped Anthony Wilson buy. Guess what? Zone 4 to 8. And they can go in there and add. We talk about how prices are going to be out of whack in 10 years. You got a property of untapped equity. You can add 4 units to most of these fourplexes in town.
Okay, so let's go. So you have one set of fourplexes that are all ranchers.
Yep.
And you can pop the top on that?
Yep, 100%, yeah. No issues with it. Yeah, I've looked it up, and it is, can be at the top. It can be as eight units.
Wow.
Yeah.
See?
So. That's the thing I think is pretty neat about it. But, it's like back in the 80s when they were building these. They were like, oh, yeah, we'll just do it 4 to 8 because...
You guys hear this silence? That's Jay Garvin's learning something. And you know who I learned it from? Not Spider-Man. Not the Iron Man. Not the Wolverine. We got Superman in the studio here. Seriously, man. Freaking 30 years old going on billionaire. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because you know why? You and I, we want to give our money away. I'm not going to talk this show, but the whole Garvin's getaway, I've already booked 2 single working moms and their kids. Well, one's a single working grandma and her single daughter and her grandson. One in spring break and one next fall in our waterfall log cabin down there in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'll tell you, come down and see us. It's a redneck's Coney Island.
I love it.
Go down the road 20 minutes, you get there to the hillbilly Breckenridge. We all call it Gatlinburg. But again, I digress. Why? It's Memorial Day. We're honoring the fallen hero. That's what energy drink does to me.
That's right, man.
So, the capitalization rate, which I want to explain to you guys, listeners, just you, not the person in the passenger seat, like who is this dork on the radio, but you. Capitalization rate, very simple. If you can go ahead and buy $1 million fourplex building, house, whatever you want, and if you can make $100,000 a year in rentable residual income, that's a 10% cap rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. If you take a $100,000 house, it's like making $100,000, churn out $10,000 every single year. And that's what I did with the house you and I just sold last Friday on Lafayette. Marlo and I bought that house for $172,000, and I was only making $11,000 a year when I got it, so that was only like a 7% capitalization rate. But by the time I sold it, I was making $17,000 a year, or a 10% capitalization rate. I was making a 70% ROI.
Yeah. I like to do the cash on cash, really. I mean, we talk cap rate, but cash on cash return is what I like. And then the thing, too, is it's hilarious because you talk with the people who are in the stock market, whether it be your financial advisor, and they go, well, we consistently get 12% returns. And I go, no, you don't. You really don't get 12% consistently, you know, over the last 20 years.
So I want to spend, I knew you were going to bring up this conversation, so I want to review with you, why in the heck would you even take on a fourplex? Jay, that's a headache. That's too much work. I can just go in the stock market. It's so easy. I'll tell you five specific reasons why you go into investment property ownership. First and foremost, here's a fact, Justin. 52% of all Americans over the last 70 years, by IRS statistics, people that report $1 million of gross income a year or more, 52% of them do so with the assistance of real estate or a Schedule E. And there's less than 3% of Americans that even have a Schedule E, which is not an accidental investor, but an intentional investor of real estate that files. And here's the advantages. One, the residual passive income. I get into all the details, but then you have your deductions, your property tax, your insurance, your mortgage, your repairs, your capital improvements, your maintenance. Not even talking about everything. I can't go into it. Your travel, your advertising.
Property management.
But more than that, the huge, the monster, the dinosaur in the room, depreciation.
27 and a half years.
So that means if you have a $300,000 house, this isn't even a fourplex. That's $500,000, $700,000, $900,000. Just on $300,000 house, you get to write off over $10,900 of your income every year for every house. Marlo and I, we have five of these entities.
And you can do accelerated depreciation,
yes,
too, and take it down, you know, to 15 years and accelerate that depreciation a little bit as well.
Absolutely.
So you're just talking about it being good just even the way it is. And it is good the way it is, but it even gets better, too.
It absolutely gets better. But then if you're just at the 24% tax bracket as a couple with $172,000 of combined income, that's over $2,600 that you do not have to give the IRS. And I tell people, if you're a couple that makes over $150,000 and you don't have a sole proprietor or an investment property, you just don't understand the tax laws. And then on top of that, you have the capital gains tax instead of getting the earned income tax and everything and all of the taxes and the fees, but that's not
and
typical.
And you give money away and stuff.
And understanding all of that tax ramifications in that short of time is like getting in a fight between, like, the Joker and Batman. And Robin's just sitting there on the bench, like, looking with a dazed look.
Holy flypaper.
But again, still doesn't equal Superman. Superman's like the man. And Justin, you made a good point here in the last break. Just tell the listeners what you told me about the standard deduction now.
Well, yeah, what I tell people is, you know, married couple, you're sitting at about $25,000 as a standard deduction. So it used to be we'd tell people, you know, home ownership is great. You're writing off the interest. You get that benefit. But the fact of the matter is, unless you're tithing, giving away money, have a large mortgage.
Business.
Then you're not. But the average American, right, probably has a mortgage of, let's call it $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
They're not seeing any benefit, right? They're not itemizing. They're saying we have the standard deduction. But when you get into investment properties, that goes on top of the standard deduction. And that's what the radio listeners need to hear. And then the other thing, too, like you brought up, Jay, is you create an LLC. You go buy a new truck. Guess what? It's 25% off. You take a vacation. You do some real estate research. You go to a real estate convention. You go out with your friends, talk real estate. You know, all of that is just, it's a lot of savings. And I think people just, they don't want to do the research and they can't wrap their head around it. I've talked to people about it who have rental properties. They go out and buy a brand new truck and I go, why didn't you create an LLC to put that in? You have some rental properties and that can be your maintenance truck. You just threw $15,000 down the drain. It's too tough. Create an LLC and all that. I don't care. And I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
It's an interesting
and that's
way
why
of looking
Marlo
at it.
And I purchased in Tennessee. I mean, we're down there all the time with Churchill and Ramsey Solutions, and now we have an excuse to go all the way into Knoxville. And that whole trip legitimately is tax deductible, especially when we check on our short-term rental, and that's just the first property. But these fourplexes are absolutely unbelievable. Not only the tax benefits and ramifications that you and I spoke of, but just look at the actual rents. I mean, you're at the middle to the low end of the market, and you bought in the 400 range. Are you getting as much as 40 grand a year out of those?
No, I don't really. I mean, I focus on having good tenants, and I've been blessed. I'm fortunate I got in at a low price. I try to pass that on to my tenants. I mean, most of them are at 800 to 900, and I have a decent amount with Cheyenne Village and with the state and the city for affordable housing.
Yeah.
And so that provides some insulation, because if the economy turns, those people still pay rent. But I, you know,
You're still at 7 to 8% cap rate.
Well, what I bought them at, I'm at about a 13 to 14% at those rental numbers. And even, you know, what's crazy is you start doing the numbers on an FHA owner-occupy, that's what's wild, or a VA, because they have no money in. They're literally turning like a 35% return, Jay.
The last 2 minutes, let's talk about that, because I've told the radio listeners there's two ways into this. As investment property owners, as we have spoke, finish up and tell me, you know, about the Wilsons. Tell me about the individuals that come in and buy it as a primary resident and then offset their mortgage with three rentals.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, for example, for the Wilsons, they bought one on Fontmore. We were fortunate. It was an off-market deal. It's right by Garden of the Gods. They had $25,000 into the deal. They're going to end up getting $1,200 a door. So when you look at that math, they're at $1,200 times 4 times 12 is $57,000.
But they're only using up three doors. They're living in the fourth.
Yep, they're living in the fourth.
So that's $3,600.
Yep.
Times 12.
Yep, and then when they move out, their cash flow with that FHA loan is going to be like $1,200, and so you take that times 12, that's $14,400, and then you take the money they add into it, and it's they're getting a 58% return on their money.
58% return on their money every single month, and then we help them slip from an FHA with the equity to a fixed 30 or 15-year
yep.
mortgage, and they're rolling down the road, and these kids are all in their 20s and early 30s.
Yeah, and so they're 58%, and then what's hilarious is we're not even talking then any of the tax benefits. We start rolling in all the tax benefits, they're turning like a, you know, a 70% return, and that's just the facts, and people can't believe it, and there's two types of people. It's the people, you know, Jay, you see it all the time. There's the people who go, well, that doesn't seem right that Jay writes off his stuff down there to Nashville, and, you know, the world's not fair, and I could never do that, and those are the type of people who go, well, I couldn't move out of my big house and then go live in a fourplex. Like, what am I supposed to do? Or I'm going to buy a penthouse downtown. Why would I live in a fourplex? Like, I want to live my life. And those sort of people, you just go, you know what? I try to help you, but at the end of the day, if you're not willing to make the sacrifices and get on the train and learn from you, they're not going to be winners.
Awesome. And I'm going to continue this right after the break, wrapping all of this up. If you've got an adult child, a coworker, yourself, a neighbor that wants to do this, stick around. I'll teach you exactly how to make an appointment after the break. You're listening to the Jay Gardner Show.
But there ain't no doubt I love this man. God bless you.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
For sticking with me, a lot of fast talking those last two segments with Justin Hermes. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, and I am Jay, talking about the Superman show. He just left the building, flew off to his next adventure. Justin Hermes, we're talking about the fourplex power purchase play. And let me recap for you, for all you podcast listeners and radio listeners out there. I've talked a lot about primary resident home ownership. That's very good. We're seeing the results of that in the equity and the values of the house. You're a superhero when you get to that level. Maybe a Wolverine, maybe Wonder Woman. But I've also talked a lot and walked you through investment property ownership, and that's when you get a residual. That's like a tax dividend. That's something that comes whether you are sleeping or whether you're awake, whether you're traveling or whether you're at a job with earned income. And that's kind of like being the Iron Man, you know, but when you can go into multifamily, which for me starts with a fourplex, you're like Superman because you've got more work. There's no doubt there's more work, but with wealth, there's more work. But there's more residual. You talk and see the evidence from Justin Hermes, who's 30 years old right now. By the time he's 40 years old, he'll have $20,000 a month of residual income, basically for managing his properties. And whether he wants to do it himself or whether he wants to pay someone $4,000 a month to do everything for him, his net is still $16,000 a month of residual, truly residual income, off the grid residual income. And that's why I call it the Superman play. And there's two ways that people are coming into this market. The most popular one, and the one that I've seen for the last 10 years, is just the investment property owners. A gentleman that worked for me with Garvin's Mortgage Group for years bought three fourplexes, and he was buying them at $90,000 to $120,000 a unit. I think Scott sold them at like $300,000 and made a great play, but those same fourplexes now are a deal at $500,000, and some people are paying as much as $700,000. And the reason they're going up faster than even the fast appreciation that we're seeing at 10 and 15, 19% year over year on primary residence is because when you look at rentals, be it commercial, which to me is the ultimate superhero like the Hulk, someone like Tim Lee and the big players that get into commercial, not only rental but in flipping. I mean, these are guys that have flipped and improved and sold buildings. That's the epitome of superhero. That's the Hulk. I think the Hulk beats everybody.
Hulk smash!
And the fourplexes are because the apartment buildings are because you have the value of this structure partially or in some cases wholeheartedly on the monthly rents that you receive. So if you're receiving $2,000 a unit, and that's $8,000 a month, or damn near $100,000, $96,000 a year, your 10% cap rate puts that at $1 million. And some people in communities like Denver, Seattle, or Boston, or San Francisco, they're happy with a 3 to 5% cap rate, because not only does it add all of the tax incentives that I spoke about, the residual income, the depreciation, all of your write-offs, all of your capital gains incentives over earned income, and then your tax-deferred aspects of it, that's icing on the top of the cake. I mean, by having five investment properties with depreciation alone at about $2,600 to $3,500 a unit, there's $12,000 to $20,000 a year that my wife and I don't pay in income tax off my earned income because my Schedule E investment property income offsets it. And with a fourplex, the numbers are just bigger. But that's as an investor. The trend I've seen in the last year, a lot of people are finding out through bigger pockets, a lot of young single guys and a lot of young couples are actually renting their single family homes. Renting their single family home, going back into a rental for 6 to 12 months to find a really good fourplex, and then either through FHA funds or VA funds, they are purchasing a fourplex and moving a single, a couple, or even small families into one of these four units. And the typical American says, why would you do that? Why would you move from that fancy house down to a fourplex? Well, first of all, they're doing it as a military veteran. You don't have any down payment. You use the VA loan and the product as your leverage for your collateral down instead of cash. And then as the equity builds, you get rid of your mortgage insurance with an FHA loan. You refinance into a conventional fixed for 15 or 30 years. You get rid of the mortgage insurance. You only put 0 to 3.5% down. And now with that one play, that 25-year-old couple has the financial stability that most Americans, more than 95% of Americans, will never see. I mean, they've got the financial stability of a 50-year-old at less than 30. Justin has got four of these fourplexes at 30, and he's passed me at 54. So these are just people that are not looking for comfort and granite counters and coffee makers. They're looking for stability. They're looking for wealth. And the fourplex power purchase play is a definite way to get there. And the biggest takeaway that I want to focus on is think and ponder, prepare and act for all protective measures against the oncoming inflationary hedge. We've not had this conversation in 45 years. since the Nixon to Carter years. And it's coming. And if you don't know what inflation is, this is what inflation is. $2.12 a gallon gas when Trump was in office is already up to $3.04. That's almost a 30% increase in 6 months. That's unheard of. You've never seen that in your life. It took Obama 6 years to build up to that. We just did that in 6 months. We'll see four. There's individuals that are saying that gas will settle down. Wall Street Journal says the gas will settle down between $5 and $6 a gallon. And electricity and electric cars is not the option. Gas at least goes down. When's the last time your electrical bill went down on 220 you're going to charge your next Tesla or electric Ford truck? But also 52% of all the millionaires over the last 70 years by the IRS numbers have included real estate, and fourplex investment property is part of that. And with 87 million millennials coming to market, that's over 56 million people that are going to purchase and need a place to rent, and you can take a part of it. So please remember, as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters. Relationships, the memories, not the fourplex or even the money that gets you there. Just the memories of your loved ones and your relationships. Call me at 719-330-1457 to help you understand investment property ownership, or just simply to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Have a great weekend, especially Memorial Day weekend. We honor the memory of those that have fought and perished for our country.
It's the guts and it's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the Pledge of Allegiance on the 4th of July.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.